The final exercise is all about presupposition once again, only this time I want you to start using them. I want you to start using them in a specific way. I'd like you to begin to stack a sentence and load it up with as many presuppositions as possible. That means that you want to presuppose at least three or four different things within the same statement and use different types of presuppositions stacked next to each other in order to overload the consciousness. So remember, the three that you're focusing on is awareness or existence, time or ordinance, or in other words, sequence of numbers, and finally, adjectives and adverbs, which color the meaning itself. Now, before you begin to actually take this task on board, I want you to notice how easy it is for you to actually use presuppositions in everyday language. Now, you don't have to notice that language being used in everyday examples before you can actually use it yourself, because your unconscious mind is actually using them all the time. Now, whether or not you notice that now doesn't matter, because it happens after you sensitize your brain to listen out for other people presupposing certain things. Now, as soon as you've noticed other people presupposing things for you, you'll find it easier to do it yourself. So once you've done the exercise before this one, you'll find this exercise easier than all the other ones, because it's just a natural extension of all the things you've learned so far. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it?